In one of Australia's worst outbursts of racial violence, thousands of drunk white youths attacked police and people they believed were of Arab descent in Sydney on December 11th. The violence was prompted by reports that Lebanese youths had assaulted two lifeguards. Young men of Arab descent retaliated in several suburbs, fighting with police and smashing 40 cars with sticks and bats. 31 people were injured and 16 were arrested. Prime Minister John Howard condemned the violence, but said he did not believe racism was widespread in Australia. Australia has long prided itself on accepting wave after wave of immigrants, from Italians and Greeks after World War II to families fleeing political strife in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. In a 2001 census, nearly a quarter of Australia's 20 million people said they were born overseas. But tensions between people of Arabic descent and white Australians have been rising. This is largely because of anti-Muslim sentiment, fueled by the September 11, 2001 terror attacks in the United States and deadly bombings on the Indonesian island of Bali that killed 88 Australians in 2002. About 300,000 Muslims live in Australia.